following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, Tom Baudet, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nothing old chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, 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 that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And a good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It is game week, the opening week of the high school football season in the state of Nebraska. A variety of other activities already got underway over the weekend with some softball and golf, volleyball, cross country next week. And we'll be previewing the high school football season on our show today with Stu Pospisil, prep editor of the Omaha World Herald. Their top 10 out yesterday. Lincoln Journal Star staggering their top 10, but you can check theirs out as well. We love them both, but Stu's going to join us here in the second half of the program. We're also going to talk a little high school volleyball with Darren Ivey of NebraskaVolleyball.com. He is the only top 10 volleyball poll that is out, it would appear, right now, and a lot of area teams here will get his thoughts, and you can go to his website at NEBVolleyball.com for more information. We'll also hear some comments from Bo Pelini from their final practice Saturday. Now school starts today at a lot of spots. All the Kearney High and about every other small school, non-Class A schools already going, but Kearney High starts today. Hastings is starting today. UNK rolling. The Huskers, UNL rolling. So they'll be into their regular school practice week, and we'll talk to and hear from Coach Pelini, some of his comments after Saturday's practice. Plus, recap what happened in the world of sports over the weekend. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. And if you'd like to be in contact with us here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, all you have to do is give us a buzz at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining. Check them out. And all you have to do is email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget, like us on Facebook. We'll keep you up to date on who's coming up on the show and some of the great podcasts and any other breaking sports information on a local and state level. All you have to do is look us up on Facebook at Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation and hit the like. So there you go. It's Monday.
Douglas, I gotta think that after 2-a-days ended on Saturday, looking back at this fall camp that they call it, this has got to be one of the most uneventful as far as newsworthy stories and quiet Husker camps in certainly recent memory. Other than Dennard's pulled muscle in his leg, has there been anything newsworthy to write about?
It's good enough. That's fine. Good. We don't have a quarterback controversy. We don't have a running back controversy. You're working on the offensive line. You're working, I think you're talking about boring stuff, Tony. You don't have a quarterback controversy. You don't have to worry about who the number one running back is. And after that, nobody cares. You can write a story about the offensive line, and there's just nobody really cares who's competing for the right tackle position. Everybody knows the defense is supposed to be great. Depth is the key. Depth's the concern. We talked about it all the time. Everybody says, how's the Huskers going to be? Everybody keeps asking me this. I say, I think they can be really good if they stay healthy. And we'll hear from Coach Pelini in a minute. He goes, depth is our concern right now. This has to be a healthy football team. But that's a good thing. Said Breon Carnes is his number two quarterback right now. Denner's probably not going to be back. I don't think Denner's going to play in the opener, Tony. Why? You don't need him to.
No.
So they're looking at some replacements there, and it would look like Green would step in for him if he can't go.
That's exactly right. And I think Breon Carnes being announced the number two quarterback, I think Bo Pelini just kind of came out and just said that to, okay, take that out of being a newsworthy story. Everybody's looking for something. I guess if you're looking down the list, it's got to be the offensive, the offensive lineman, which, nobody cares who the right tackle is. Those guys sitting out on the sidelines, four or five of them missing practice, that's a little newsworthy. But after that, is the kicker Mario Bondi and Brett Maher, that's really a non-story. They seem to be going back and forth. Maher seems to have the edge there. I think it's good. I think Bo Pelini likes it that way. There's not a lot of news. There's not a lot of big stories. Your team's not out fighting like they are at LSU.
Well, again, remember the only story that's been going on for the whole camp was Bubba Starling. Where's he at? Is he going to sign? Is he going to play? Why isn't he here? He was here. He was at Fan Day. I think that's one reason maybe they haven't dug in and found, again, with no end, it's good. It's good. No news is usually good news. And you were able to, everybody was concerned and interested in the Bubba Starling soap opera. So that took out the first half of camp. If that is your, I think that's what everybody was trying to talk about. Even the media was tired of talking about it. But that was the story. So, and you can vote on our Facebook or on our webpage, our ATS poll question. Do you think Bubba Starling will be an all-star someday, any day? Just vote right now. It's sitting right around 50-50. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote on the ATS poll question.
By the way, in linemen don't usually get headlines, but Tom Chattel did write an article about Mike Caputo in yesterday's World Herald. Very good article, sitting in his dad's office. Came from the East Coast. His dad actually played football at Kearney State for Claire Boroff for 4 years. And it's a really neat article about Mike Caputo and the toughness and resilience he showed battling through some injuries last year that nobody heard of. Nobody on the team knew about him. He just battled through them. And pretty insightful, though, for the starting center at the University of Nebraska, who many people thought was undersized when he came in here. But Mike Caputo is really becoming he's the one that's going to solidify that line and make a lot of good things happen, many people think.
Well, let's hear some comments from Coach Bo Pelini, who spoke after their final practice this weekend, and he was asked if it was a good week.
It went good. We had a good practice and thought we had a good week. I think he gets up at this point at camp. I think the guys are tired of hitting each other. We basically finished up fall camp this morning and we start school on Monday, but we'll continue on basically the same path we're on, at least up through, Thursday or Friday, then we'll start getting into our first opponent. So kind of business as usual right now. We got to keep getting better as a football team and keep improving our technique and our fundamentals. And so really, even though we start in school, really fall camp continues for a few more days.
Coach Pelini addressed the depth situation, especially on the line.
I'm happy about in some areas. I wish some areas would come a little bit quicker. I think we got to keep improving our depth, get some guys, like I said, some guys are coming along a little bit faster than others. And hopefully here towards beginning of next week, into next week, we should, we'll get a couple guys that have been injured back. And I think we're getting to be in a little bit better shape injury-wise. And so, I think it's all coming together.
Coach was asked if the injuries on the offensive line have slowed down his development and the improvement. I'm basically saying, well, it hasn't, because we're getting to look at more guys.
No, you go practice and you put guys in there and you other guys got to step up. I think that's happened. We've moved a couple guys around, moved them back. You know, we've used this time to look at a lot of guys and make some decisions. And I think it's all slowly but surely coming together for us.
You don't want your guys hurt, but nothing major. And again, how much does it hurt your O-line or any unit if you're not practicing? I mean, nobody loves to practice. Nobody loves to go through 2 days, but you still have to have some practice. You still have to take some reps. You have to have some continuity before you take on Tennessee Chattanooga.
Well, the thing about the offensive line, and it's happened not about every year since Coach Pelini's been here, when those guys start to get hurt during the year and they try and come back, and maybe they didn't give them days off, maybe that's why some of these guys are getting practices off right now. Those guys would go out there literally with three rolls of tape around every ankle. I don't even know how some of them, Keith Williams did that. I don't even know how that guy got into stances at times. There's so much. I mean, he was mummified at times. And to come off the ball and try and move somebody had to be brutally difficult. Hopefully there's enough people backing them up to step in and they can do the things they want to do. But that's a luxury that has not been afforded until maybe this year with this team.
Well, the O-line better do its job because Taylor Martinez has to stay healthy. And Coach Wozen asked a variety of different questions. One about how Martinez is adjusting to the new offense, his second offense that he's had to learn in 2 years. A lot's been made, last year. Well, he's brand new. He's a freshman. He's trying to learn our play. Well, he's kind of going through all that again. He's just a sophomore, and he's got to learn a whole new offense.
No, I mean, I think just overall he's more comfortable. I mean, I think he has a good handle of what we're trying to do offensively. And is he perfect? No. I mean, no. But he, I think he's come along. There is some carryover in some of the things we're doing. But I think, like I said, I think he's a lot more comfortable in the role he's in. So, therefore, I've seen him improve. I think he's getting better. And I think he feels like he has a pretty good handle on what we're trying to accomplish.
Coach was then asked what he thought about the development of Breon Carnes, true freshman.
Inconsistent, shows flashes of good, flashes of not so good. He's playing like a young quarterback, and he's just got to keep working on a consistency. He's a guy who it's real important to him, and he puts a lot of time into it, and you're seeing the benefits of that at times. But it comes down to the quarterback position and just decision making and being able to be real comfortable in your role and handling the offense and handling the huddle and all those things. And I'm seeing progress, but I think he'd be the first one to say that he's got a ways to go.
Kind of your basic freshman answer, isn't it?
That's what he goes with a lot. And I think he knows with Breon Carnes, there's going to be a real adjustment. I got to think that first game, Chattanooga, you get in the middle of that third quarter, it's going to be Taylor, and I think the score will be in hand, I think 42 to something. But I think Breon Carnes gets four, five, six series out there in live action. You can only do so much in practice against a defense whether you know what they're going to do or not, whether they're blitzing, not blitzing. It's live reps that I think he's wanting the young quarterback to get, and that's what I think he's going to try and get him. I would hope he would try and get him in that first game.
Well, and that's up to the rest of the team, too. They've got to go out. They've got to take care of business because, as you point out, one of the interesting factors, and you just don't know, first, Nebraska fans should never be disappointed with an ugly win this year. All right? So just win's a win. Don't be disappointed with ugly wins. Now you don't want an ugly win over Chattanooga. You don't want an ugly win over
Wyoming,
maybe, and there's a couple of the Big Ten teams, Minnesota, you don't want an ugly win over them. You want wins, but as long as you're scratching out those wins, it would seem, at least in the Husker fans' mind, that there's going to be a lot of tougher, closer games, which means some of these backups won't see near the snaps that they would have seen in years past.
But at the same time, some of these backups have really narrowed the gap, which may allow them to get on the field more. And that may be, they've stressed in this camp, and I think Carl Pelini was the one that said it, they've stressed that, hey, we think we wore down at the end of the year. We don't think we were near as sharp. That's where our depth's going to come in. We got to get some of these guys off the field. If you're an offensive guy, you can't expect to play 70 offensive snaps if you're on that offensive line. If you're on the defensive line, we can't have you out there every game. When you get dinged up a little bit, we got to have somebody that comes in that meets that same intensity, as you were, as a starter was in there, and they've got to take over where that starter leaves off, give that guy a break so later in the year we can take over and do the things they want to do. And if that's compete to go to the Rose Bowl or compete for a national title, which many people think is far-fetched, even with, you know, this year's team, that's fine. But if they're going to do those things, I got to think that's one of the goals on that board. If they're going to advance towards those goals on that board that they've set, keeping those people fresh towards the end of the year is certainly one of them.
And finally, Bo Pelini asked about the kickers, Mario Bondi, and working with Brett Maher, said, you know, Alex Henry, we just became accustomed that maybe he could pop a 60-yarder. What do you feel is comfortable for these guys?
Maher's right around 55-plus, between 55 and 60, and Bondi's probably about the same. They've had a good camp. The competition's been good, and I think they're both quality players, you know, and yeah, they both can do all three, and so the competition's been good.
A brief statement after that, Pelini said, we have not decided who's going to do what yet, and yeah, there is a possibility that they could split up their duties. Again, I don't know, but let's see. Let's put Bondi out there to kick off, and let's let Maher punt and make field goals.
I would think that would be perfectly fine with everybody. Supposedly, you know, when Bondi came around, and Brett Maher kicked the ball very, very well, can kick it, kick off too. But Bondi was the one, when you saw those highlight videos in high school, you know, he's the one knocking it through the goalposts and out of the back of the end zone. You would think he would be the long-range guy to, if you wanted to stab somebody in the end zone, need a little south wind in Memorial Stadium, start the game at the 20 and put your defense out there and say, let's go.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. What do you think? What do you think of what you're hearing on the radio and seeing on television and reading in the paper right now about where the Huskers are at? Are you satisfied? Give us a buzz. Give us an email. Love to hear from you. And if you've got a question on high school football or volleyball, shoot us an email. We'll pass it along because Darren Ivey of NebraskaVolleyball.com and Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald will be joining us in the second half of the show to talk about Nebraska sports as we get ready for the upcoming season. We'll take a break here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth and let you know that when you are getting up on a Monday and you're feeling relaxed and feeling refreshed, it's probably because you were sleeping on a great Serta mattress or relaxing on a comfortable couch or recliner from Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. And they want to make sure, Mike and the gang, that they get that furniture into your house, your apartment. Heck, you're moving into college. You're moving into the dorm. All of a sudden, there's one thing you don't have. Bruce Furniture, can, if it's in their store today, it can be in your room, your apartment, your home today as well. Whatever you want. If it's not exactly what you want, they'll get it, and they'll get it to you. Bruce Furniture offering you all of that with no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons, no fine print. They want to take care of you with the just right help for you. Check them out online, brucefurniture.com, Facebook. It's all there for you at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
Have a better day. Only Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The new $3 flatbread breakfast combo, a 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwich, and a cup of Seattle's Best Coffee, all for just $3. Try the crisp-alicious bacon, egg, and cheese, and put your spin on it with everything from juicy tomatoes to spicy jalapenos. The new Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards, plus tax where applicable.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hello?
Jim, we need to talk.
Now? It's been a rough day.
Oh, you've had a rough day. Since you left this morning, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim. Contacts, fuses, micro switches, and U-joints. All things that require your attention.
Believe me, I know. I'm doing all that I can. I'm only one man, and I'm a farmer, not an electrician.
Well, just remember, you chose me. Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered center pivots from T&L Irrigation instead, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Okay, so we can't solve your relationship problems, but we do know a lot about making your irrigation life simpler. contact your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
See Jeff Dunham live, the new Controlled Chaos Tour. Friday, October 7th, live at the Viero Event Center.
You know, I saw an old photo of you and your wife. Your wife's quite beautiful.
Oh, I married a petite, young, beautiful thing. She's eventually eaten by the woman I live with now.
All your favorites are back, plus two new guys, including Ahmed's son.
AJ?
Hello, father.
Tickets are on sale now and available online at KearneyEvents.com or by phone at 308-338-8011. Jeff Dunham's new Controlled Chaos Tour.
We'll see some sunshine develop today, along with a slight chance of a storm, with a high temperature of 89. South winds increase to 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a slight chance of a storm with a low at 67. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 82.
Doug and Danny show on this Monday, back with you in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Glad to have you along. How do you feel? South Dakota is out of the Little League World Series. They're making it a double. It's different. They're not doing the pool play in semifinals and finals. They're doing a double elimination tournament and then getting the finals. And then, like, South Dakota will pick up. They're playing Aruba in a consolation game. So they'll get their three games. But they are out, and they were in good shape the first time around against Montana. Couldn't get it done. They were in good shape
Georgia
against the second round game and couldn't finish it.
Well, that sucker from Florida that just turned 13 years old comes in, and first pitch, he's hurt, got a hurt back, can hardly swing a bat. So he says, his quote is, well, I just swing at the first pitch and get it over with, and the pain will go away. Well, he hit two out on the first pitch, and that he had the four RBIs, I think, against Georgia. And that without him, They're right there again. They were competitive, though. You know, it's not, you know, California steps up and 10 runs somebody in four innings yesterday. You know, when you come from the Midwest and the Midwest Regional hasn't had a lot of success there, you're thinking, oh, gosh, is it the 10-run deal going to – no, they were right in both of the games they played. And what do you do? That's all you can ask for is, hey, have some fun. They had some fun with it. Good for them. They hung around.
Your thoughts on anything that happened over the weekend? It always amazes me what events are big. Boy, this tennis match was really big. This Western and Southern Open, really big. And then Djokovic
retires.
Defaults, yeah. And just some of the other things that are going on. I think everybody's just getting ready for football. And don't forget, every Thursday, your fantasy football connection with RotoWire senior editor Jeff Erickson. If you ever have a fantasy football question, and I'm guessing a load of the drafts start this weekend. Some are done, but just a ton of your fantasy football drafts will be going on over the next couple of weekends as you get ready for the season. If you ever have a question, email it to us at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also on Thursday, it will be our Loper Lunch. Gets underway at UNK, and this is the inaugural one for 2011. So not only will the UNK coaches be there, but the Kearney High and Kearney Catholic fall sports coaches will be on hand. Gets underway at 12 noon. Lunch will start being served at 11:45. We will be live there at the Health and Sports Center at UNK with our show. And then once again, proud to be a part of the first Loper Luncheon, which involves everybody, on Thursday at the UNK Health and Sports Center. Lunch, $5. So come on out and hear a preview from all the coaches.
I know all those week zero teams are looking forward to getting the season kicked off. And we got a couple great games on our network of stations. Donovan Trumbull Ravenna is going to be on, along with Minn and Fairbury. Is that right, Doug, on Friday night?
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah, and of course, and at Hastings High and getting their season underway. Adams Central getting their season underway. So all A and B on Friday, and then the handful of week zero games. And not many week zero games around our area. This is the second year of the cycle. So it'll get fun again at the end of this football season when everybody's trying to get their schedules filled out again. But Kearney will open at Columbus on Friday night. Adams Central will be hosting Sydney. Grand Island will be hosting Norfolk. Hastings High will travel to Schuyler. And then some of your week zero games. Fairbury is at Minden. Gothenburg is at Ord. Cozad travels to Ogallala. Broken Bow is at St. Paul. Centura is at Fillmore Central. You mentioned Ravenna is at Donovan. Southern Valley is at Hershey. Axtell at Arapahoe. Burwell is at Elm Creek. Shelton travels to Nebraska Christian. Shelby at Giltner. Luma's at Harvard. Red Cloud at Hampton. Lawrence Nelson's at Exeter Milligan. Silver Lake is at Dorchester. These games all being played on Friday, and Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald is going to join us here in the second half of the show to kind of break all of that down. So if you've got any questions, love to hear from you.
Interesting, when Stu put out the high school football preview and has got every team ranked, Grand Island number 4 in Class A. So we'll get his thoughts on that. I find that interesting. Kearney gets Kearney ranked at 9th, I believe. Look at that. Kearney's beat Grand Island the last 10 times they've played. So it'll be interesting to get through Stu's thoughts on ranking them 5 spots ahead of Kearney, when I think Kearney would be that next hurdle that Coach Tomlin and his team need to overcome.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Hastings St. Cecilia, number 1 in C2 in both the Omaha and Lincoln papers. Bob Jensen had him ranked 4th. So in one of the publications, it's St. Cecilia, Cambridge, North Platte, St. Pat's, who Kearney Catholic plays in their first 3 weeks. That's not funny, I know, but gosh. I don't know. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. That's just from the not fair category. But whatever the case may be, the Omaha and Lincoln are going to keep St. Cecilia number 1 until somebody proves them otherwise.
You know, and they've got great articles in here from the west end of the state to the east end of the state, but there's a big St. Pat's article in there, and in there, I believe it's quarterback Matthew Jensen, says, "We want to win state." You know, you got Hastings St. Cecilia in your class. It's interesting in the preseason that, you know, you say make deep runs. Hey, there's a goal right there. Pow. Hey, we're trying to get to Lincoln. If you're in our path, we're going to Lincoln. And you got to think both those teams will be in the West. Should be, you know, Cambridge and St. Pat's play early in the season. Should be a great game there.
Let's throw it over to Merritt.
Sean from Kearney on the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Sean, what's going on today?
Oh, I'm kind of enjoying the sunshine. I hope it doesn't get much hotter, but it'll be okay. It's football weather. But anyways, Doug, you were asking what we thought about all the preseason stuff we've seen with the Huskers. And the thing I thought was the most interesting was, you know, they're doing this Big Ten Network preview, and the Huskers were on there last week. But everybody, they just had the most crazy look on their face, really surprised at how fast we are. And they said at every single position we were so fast. And that was after we'd been to, I think you said, 6 straight practices, so everybody was a little bit tired. I'm just really excited. I think we're going to run around everybody in the Big Ten this year.
Interesting avenue there. Good angle, Sean. Appreciate the call. Again, let's face it. A lot of people have always made fun of how slow the Big Ten is. Every time they played for a national championship or were in a BCS game and getting beaten, that was the reason why, because they were slow. Ohio State was slow. They couldn't catch up with Miami or University of Florida or some of the other schools that they had to play.
Well, you know, and you're looking at some of those young playmakers, and I think along with Brandon Kinney on the outside, I think Jamal Turner adds a dimension to that. I think when people see those initial 3 running backs, those freshman running backs, and notice their speed immediately, you think, which one of them is going to contribute? But they're all fast, fast people. And I think when you're in running around out there in shorts and shoulder pads and helmets, those guys got to get hit in real live action. You know, that'll slow you down a little bit. You can hit that, you know, you can Division I football player, and it doesn't matter if you come from Ohio like Braylon Hurd or you come from Texas like the Green Kid. When you get the handed off over the right side and that linebacker steps in that hole and says and introduces himself to you in a violent way, that can slow your ass down faster than anything. We'll see if they keep running. Hopefully they will get to the outside and we'll be able to see that speed, but let's see them get hit first.
Yeah, everybody's got their positives or they wouldn't be here, and everybody's got their negatives, so it's but that's good. That's an observation from outside the program talking about Nebraska's speed. And so that has to be a good thing. Sean, appreciate the call. If you'd like to join us, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And don't forget, here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, we like to let you know that it's hassle-free all the time at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Both Midway locations have made the decision to ease not only your car buying experience, but your entire ownership experience. Every new and certified pre-owned vehicle clearly priced, so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations. You can always feel confident that you got the best price. They take care of you after the sale. A lifetime of car washes, free. First year's maintenance, free. You have to check it out, and you can preview any vehicle on their lot at thinkmidway.com, and so much more. You can check out the new. You can check out the pre-owned. You can check out their maintenance shop, where you can get the Mopar Quick Lube in 30 minutes with no appointment for less than $30. Folks, go to thinkmidway.com. They take care of you at Midway, Chrysler Buick Cadillac, Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When we come back, we're going to talk a little high school volleyball and football. Darren Ivey, NebraskaVolleyball.com, Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. Stay with us.
And it's 2009 AL MVP Joe Mauer stepping up to the shower. He turns on the water, wets down his hair, and reaches for the Head and Shoulders. Mauer knows Head and Shoulders is for more than just dandruff. It does seven great things for his scalp and hair. And here comes the squeeze. He's washing. That hair's going to look out of this world!
Joe Mauer.
Yes.
Enough with the sportscaster impressions.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
sorry. Just thinking out loud.
Head and Shoulders. Seven benefits, one bottle. Official shampoo of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet. Every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done with guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine develop today, along with a slight chance of a storm with a high temperature of 89. South winds increase to 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a slight chance of a storm with a low at 67. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 82.
Dario Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Just another one of those things that I guess makes you thankful to be living where we live here in the state of Nebraska. What's wrong with these people in San Francisco?
I have no idea.
What are you doing with guns at a football game?
I have no idea.
It's simple. It's simple. You have got to crack these guys as hard as possible.
Well, the first deal was a Dodgers Giants game. Now this is a football game.
Raiders Niners. Two men shot and wounded following the game. And they're continuing to investigate. You don't even think of that kind of stuff as even possible. What is going on? I don't even care if it's Raider fan. You can say what you want about Raider fan being crazy and all the get-ups and loony and all that. You haven't ever heard about anything like this. There's morons.
No, but
absolute morons.
Now, Doug, on Friday nights when we go to games and I show up, you got the equipment. You say, yeah. I go, you got the sign. You go, yeah. I go, you packing your heat. You go, yeah. I mean, isn't that the third thing you grab? Who doesn't bring a gun with them? Yeah, what is going through these people's mind when they leave for the stadium and, you know, it's like, oh, honey, I forgot my chew. Oh, wait, I forgot my 357. What? Come on, people. Move to Libya if that's the way you want to act. It's not that difficult. It's not that difficult at all. You know what else is not difficult? The complete toning system. A complete nutrition, CTS 360. You can attack fat from every angle, boost your metabolism, accelerate weight loss, tone stubborn fat, control your appetite and cravings, maximum weight loss. While you sleep, it's all going on at Complete Nutrition. Ask them today. I've got a trained consultant waiting for you. CTS 360, the complete toning system. Call them, 338-1348. That's 338-1FIT in Kearney, or 382-TONE. That's 382-8663 in Grand Island. Speak to a consultant today or go to CompleteNutrition.com for more information. I'm waiting for you just north of Sun Martin Kearney, just north of Gordman's, right off of Highway 281 in Grand Island. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better today. You know, here's a little baseball note for you.
Okay.
The hottest team in baseball right now, who would you say, Doug?
Milwaukee's hot at home.
They're hot on the road, too, now.
Texas was. Now it's the Angels catching them up a little bit.
Milwaukee, though, 22 out of the last 25 they've won. Yeah, what a time to get rolling, too.
How often are they on Monday night, Wednesday night, Sunday night, Friday night, Thursday night, Tuesday night baseball on ESPN? Never.
You shake your head. 22 out of 25, they're rolling, and you know Greinke hasn't even lived up to any of the. You know when you thought he's going to go be that number one, number two guy, he's going to be one of the reasons this team turns around, has a chance to compete in that division, and beat the Cardinals, beat the Cubs. If he steps up, there's a chance. This team's got a chance.
Well, it'll be interesting if, Pittsburgh kind of folded under the pressure. Now Milwaukee's going to start getting some more, although if they've won that many games, it just doesn't seem like they're getting that much. So I guess we'll see how it all plays out with the Milwaukee Brewers. It's always nice to have somebody different in there, the underdog, the smaller market team to root for. So we'll keep an eye on that. And Trevor Hoffman, they retired his uniform yesterday, the all-time saves leader, did it in San Diego. High school sports season officially underway. Volleyball gets going next week, football this week. But Darren Ivey, who takes care of Nebraska Volleyball Magazine, NebraskaVolleyball.com. You can check it out at NEBVolleyball.com. Joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show to kind of give us a preview. His top 10 came out a little over a week ago, and we welcome Darren to the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, hey, it's great to have you on. And you look at these top 10, that's the first thing everybody wants to see. Everybody that's a parent or that's playing on a team or that's a coach has an idea of where they're going to be. They either know they're not going to be good or they're building or they're going to be really good or that they could possibly be a number one team. As you put together this top 10, we know Omaha and Lincoln do it one way. Everybody does it one way. What was your basis for putting this top 10 together? A lot of coaches, mostly what you've seen, or a combination of more than that?
Probably a lot of talking with coaches at the end of last season and then trying to figure out what freshmen are going to come in and make an impact and who's going to transfer and who's going to step up and kind of what I've seen during the club season and everything like that. And sometimes I don't even hear about everything until after the fact. I know I got a couple teams that probably might change around a little bit with some of the transfers that happened right as school started. So I guess it would be interesting to see. The first top 10 is pretty much a good educated guess, and you don't really know until they actually step on the court here next week. So,
well, who are a couple of those schools that, in your mind, may have changed because of some transfers?
D1.
Palmer may be one that drops just a little bit. They got a lot of good players, but their setter went to St. Paul, and obviously that makes St. Paul a little bit better, so they might be a little bit higher in C1. So that's one kind of there that affects two different teams that are in our top 10 in a couple different classifications.
Darren, when you look at these teams across Nebraska, especially Pavilion-Livingston South, that's been so dominant, Lincoln Pius, that looks to have just a crazy good Division I recruit after Division I recruit. Like Grand Island Northwest, who's had great teams, Christopher Jose does a great job. Will they have to play their absolute best if they would meet Pius, and Pius would have to have a subpar night to beat them?
I think Northwest is definitely capable of beating Lincoln Pius. I think they've proven that, I guess, being runners-up the last 4 years at Northwest, and you can't ever count their team out. I think at one of the camps this summer, I think they split sets or were within a couple points of them, and they didn't have one of their best players. So,
okay.
So I think Northwest definitely has a chance at beating Pius this year.
Darren Ivey from NebraskaVolleyball.com is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. The one thing that's, I guess, stood out to me, you're so used to seeing Grand Island Central Catholic highly rated in C1, but with everybody that they lost out last year outside of Katie Brand, and you still have them at number two. Do they really have that many kids that can fill in all those roles?
All those kids played against the ones that graduated last year and practiced the last year, and I know Coach Zavala and a couple of the players I talked to on the team think they're going to be just reload this year. I mean, they may have some growing pains early on in the season, but you can't ever count them out. And I think Katie Brand has improved quite a bit playing up with a team and Omaha all club season, so she's going to have a pretty special year, I think.
I'm going to stay right there in C1. You've got them, the number two team, chasing the number one team in all the land, Kearney Catholic in C1, and then another area team, Minden, at number four. Those teams will battle all year long.
Yeah, it's. I think it's a pretty crazy sub-district again for those teams. I think you'll probably see the wild card, or both the wild cards in C1 probably coming out of this part of the state, because I think Minden and Grand Island Central Catholic and even Fillmore Central, if I'm correct on that, I think they're all three of them are in the same sub-district, and a lot of those have a lot of good young players as well as some good senior leadership on their teams, so...
Darren Ivey, yeah, and we talked about that when this came out, mentioned it last week, that of the Nebraska volleyball top 10, six of the teams in C1 are in the same district. Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, Minden, Fillmore Central, Sandy Creek, St. Paul, there's 10 teams in the district, five in the subs. Only one of those can win that district, and six of them are in the top 10. Darren, is there a way?
And only three of them can go to state, right?
Yeah, only three of them can go to state, and that is assuming you get the points in the right place for these wild cards, and we can discuss this as the season moves along. Darren, this always seems to come up when something this unfortunate is put together by the state and the way that they put these districts together. Class A has got to the point now, and it's a lot easier with hardly any of the Class A schools outside of Omaha and Lincoln to wait till the very end and put these districts. But there's got to be a way to avoid a catastrophe like this. Are you hearing anything from the NSAA or your talks with the coaches or the articles that you're writing? Are you hearing that maybe in the future C&D might be looking to wait a little bit before they set their districts?
Well, I know a lot of coaches would like to see them in the smaller classes, would like to see them seated like they do in Class A, just because of what you're talking about. It's the same, I guess B is a little bit different, but you got a district there that has Elkhorn South, Lincoln Pius, and Waverly all in one district there, too, which is four of our top teams in Class B all in the same district there, too. So I know unfortunately, in some of these smaller classes, it seems like some of the top teams don't even get a chance to go to state, whether they have an off night or just run into a really good team in sub-districts or districts. So it would be nice to see all the best teams at the state tournament, but I guess at this point that's kind of gives everyone a chance to make it. So you got to play your best at the right time of the year.
Darren, I'm going to give you a homework question. I look at your D2 rankings. Number one, Bertrand. They sit right at the top. I want your thoughts on that team, and are they clearly the best team in that class to start things off with?
There'd be some that would argue that you got to beat the champions. You got to keep the champions up there. But I think Bertrand was so close last year in D1 to making it. They lost a 5-set heartbreaker to Axtell, who also drops down to D2 this year. But Bertrand has everyone back from last year and have one of the best setters in that classification in Haley Samuelson, and one of the best hitters in Mindy Tuck, and got Allison Mason, who was an all-conference player last year back at Libero, and a couple more outside hitters, and Peyton Peterson and Madison Peterson, and just a really deep team. So I think they definitely have a pretty good chance at making some noise this year, and that's why we got them up there so high.
And Darren, C2's got Hastings St. Cecilia in there, Wood River, Ord. Lutheran High is number one. They've been a team to chase, and they have improved their schedule so that they're a little more prepared when they get to state. Just your thoughts on C2.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see all the teams that have been pretty close in C1 the last couple of years and had really good years dropping down to C2 to see what kind of an impact they have there. I think Wood River's definitely got a nice squad and Ord, and you never can count out Coach Van Cura there at St. Cecilia. So I think some of those teams are going to definitely be in the mix there, as well as some of your traditional teams the past few years, like Thayer Central and Lutheran High, which is one state last year. And obviously Southwest is good year in and year out there for Coach Traster out there. So definitely going to be an interesting year in C2.
And Darren, before we let you get out of here, let the folks know how they can keep up with the website, get the preseason magazine, let them know a little bit about your company and how they can get a hold of you.
Well, people can follow all the high school teams and our rankings online at nebvolleyball.com. There's some of the premium content or original content. There's a subscription for that, but there's also has a preview magazine that you can order online as well, and it's also available at some outlets. We have a list of the places where it's available around the state, and our company covers all the high school and all the college volleyball teams as well as club teams in the state of Nebraska.
Well, check it out, folks, nebvolleyball.com. The season begins next week, and Darren, we'll talk to you again hopefully here in the near future as the season progresses. We appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Take care.
Great. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You bet. Darren Ivey, he is the owner, publisher, and man about town with NebraskaVolleyball.com. There's a lot of
If you're
a lot
following of club volleyball, that's a year. I mean, it's not like you get a month off. These teams are constantly in motion. That's a wild deal.
We'll take a break and turn it over to high school football with Stu Pospisil, all our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK, Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, North Platte, and Cozad, home of the Crick. Back after this.
Hi, folks. John Shambi here, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is now available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medicine, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra delivers fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms. Allegra starts working at hour one to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. In fact, Allegra doesn't have any warnings about important everyday activities while taking it, like being careful while driving or operating machinery. Full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose one a day or two a day tablets. For added relief from congestion and sinus pressure, choose new Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength now without a prescription over the counter. Get it all with Allegra. Now on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
Only half the appeal of the game is the action. The other half is opinion.
Can I switch gears to baseball real quick?
And that's a fact. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for the Auto Tech Specialist Hot Topic poll question of the day. Cast your vote. Friend us on Facebook. Tell us more of what you think. The ATS Hot Topic poll brought to you on ESPNSuperstation.com by ATS Auto Tech Specialist, 901 East 25th Street. 12-month guarantee on most repairs. Safety inspection free with any service. Log on to ATSAutoCarRepair.com for special offers.
We'll see some sunshine develop today, along with a slight chance of a storm, with a high temperature of 89. South winds increase to 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a slight chance of a storm with a low at 67. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 82.
Fan Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Rolling along on this Monday. Don't forget tomorrow, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and another lineup of guests on the program to continue our preview of high school sports in the area and what's going on with the Huskers. And Wednesday, Rick Squires is going to be in with our Loper Link Talk UNK Volleyball. And then, of course, Thursday, we're up at the Loper Lunch with Kearney High, Kearney Catholic. All the UNK coaches will be there live at the Health Sports Center on Thursday. We've just been so jam-packed lately, we're actually going to get to maybe talk a little bit to the listeners and get to more of your emails, so fire them off. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And if you've got a question for Stu Pospisil, we invite you to fire it off right now, because the press sports editor of the Omaha World Herald does join us. Stuart, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. We enjoy the high school football preview that you can check out online, or hopefully you picked up the Omaha World Herald yesterday. And the first thing I look at, it's the cover. It's the Super Six. One gentleman from Iowa, five from Nebraska. And of those five from Nebraska, three are non-Class A. And I've heard so much good about the kids and these teams in the metro area this year. Explain why, I guess, only two are from Class A, and you got Michael Schaff in there and Ott from Giltner, which is a great honor for him. Is there just a lot more balance this year?
Well, I think that, you know, that the Super Six is to recognize the top college Division I prospects. And those five are the ones, really, that have the only Division I offers we know of out there. You know, it's a really strange year in that, to my knowledge, there's not a Metro Conference kid with a D1 scholarship offer on the table right now.
How?
Now, think of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, how is that possible? Are they just underclassmen? Is that what we're seeing this year in the Metro? Or is there another reason?
Oh, I think that the senior class is solid but not great. The junior class, you know, has some talent coming through. There's a player at Central, Darian Barrientos Jackson, that's starting to get some looks. I remember him from playing. He's been playing basketball for those state championship teams. Isaac Ockery, the Miller North quarterback, should be getting some Division I looks. I know that Nebraska only kind of gave him a one-day look this year and said okay, but a little surprised by that, because this kid does have an arm. I mean, we know of these Miller North quarterbacks that usually are feet first, and this kid can wing the ball too.
Stu, obviously, you're starting where we wanted, but Class A, it stands out. Grand Island's ranked fourth. If you're the Kearney Bearcat fan out there, you're saying, we beat them the last 10 years. Why don't we wait till week three, and then you can rank them higher if they beat us for the first time in 10 years?
Well, this is supposed to be a reflection of not where they start, but where they finish.
Okay.
So you're trying to predict the state champion for the year and who's going to be the runner-up. And so it's not, you know, I mean, there are some teams that, you know, will come on like gangbusters because maybe they have to break in a quarterback or something like that. So you're trying to forecast what's going to, you know, the ratings will look like come November 23rd, 24th, whenever the state finals end.
All right, I just got hammered at a gas station yesterday. I go in. You see where he had that Grand Island ahead of us?
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of
relax.
This. That's the beauty of this. That gets people talking, well, and Stu Pospisil is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Stuart, Class B seems to, and maybe it's because we look at it every week, it seems to be the same group of guys in the top five that we've seen here for the last few years. Are we seeing anybody starting to make a move that hasn't been there the last few years. It's getting their program a little bit better. I mean, I know Hastings improved quite a bit the last couple of years, and I don't think they're ready to take a step from 5-4 to 10-0 or anything like that. Is there somebody on the come in Class B?
You know, I think Gretna may be on its way up. I've got them 7th in the preseason. You know, they've had a year here and there, but you know, I think with their numbers, they're going to come up. The interesting thing is going to be what happens with Elkhorn and Elkhorn South back here in the East, because Elkhorn, this is the first time that the Elkhorn student body has been split into two senior classes, Elkhorn and Elkhorn South, and it's going to be that way from now on. You know, I look for both schools because the numbers, you know, I can just attest to what's in our neighborhood alone for what's coming up. You know, the enrollments are going to increase in both schools, and they're both going to become powers. But the old Elkhorn juggernaut of having 120 kids and playing, you know, two platoon offenses has to be modified, I think, for a couple of years until things sort out.
Stu, deepest class for you and toughest to rank was what?
You know, B this year was pretty tough. C1, I love my first eight, and then it kind of got okay. Where do we go from here? I'll tell you, C2. You know, for being the smallest eight or smallest 11-man class, boy, there's a lot of returning starters among those 10 teams. Just, you know, I mean, we're talking 14 here and 16 here, and you know, next year's drop off could be really bad, but this year it could be pretty good football in that class.
Well, in C1, just to kind of point out Stu's point there, he's got Fairbury ranked 9th, Chadron 10th. Both teams that went 3-6 last year, meaning they should be a lot of kids coming back and improved, and teams that have shown in the past that they can win football games. And we've got Fairbury Minden coming up on Friday night is the game that Tony and I will be at. What about the 8-man? I know, Stu, you just don't get to see as much 8-man as you want, and if you do, it usually involves a Humphrey St. Francis and a Howells, or it has to work out just right and be two of the top teams. But D1 has a lot of teams from our area and a lot of teams that haven't ascended the mountaintop. It's been a long time for Kennesaw to be in the state semifinals. Alma's never been there. Callaway, Arnold, they've never been there. Overton's kind of a mainstay, but a new coach. And you got West Point, Guardian Angels, number one, Creighton, number two, who made it to the state finals last year. Well, what can you tell us about that class?
Well, I think it's very much up in the air because West Point, Guardian Angels, besides a new name, has to break in a new quarterback because Anthony Ritter is now a Nebraska walk-on. But a lot of coaches still think that they've got the talent to stay back up there. You know, Kennesaw's got you know, Bob Schnitzler's grandson, and they're going to be, you know, I think making a move this year. I think they were 7-3 last year, and be interesting to see what the new Overton coach does. I can't even pronounce his last. Who's in Kufelt? Is that close?
You're right.
I'm going to make that a trivia question.
Yeah, we'll
pronounce
spell
it right.
Tomorrow.
You get a bowl of soup or something.
Those are the good things we get. And in D2, we've already talked about it. Howells is going to win D2, and the only team that can apparently give them anything is St. Francis and Sargent. I know Giltner is going to be right there, but that seems to be where you draw the line. But people say Howells is so – this could be the best Howells 8-man team they've ever had, and that's just – that's terrifying to anybody.
It is. You know, the thing is, this is last year for Howells, too, before they merged and with Dodge and probably have to go up to C2.
That's good, though, right?
Oh, I think so. You know, I mean, these schools, you know, I'm familiar with Highway 91 through my in-laws, and, you know, from Scribner all the way out to Lindsay, these family farms, you know, the kids aren't staying, you know, aren't coming back after college, and these towns are getting small. You know, it's still a prosperous area. You know, I think that, you know, there's some areas that are really hurting, but, you know, these schools still have to combine because they just have 50 kids in the high school grades instead of 90.
Stu, this is week zero. Where are you going to be, and what are the couple of the games? Give me a Class A and a non-Class A game that stand out to you.
Well, we start non-class A would be Howells and Guardian Angels and Beamer on Friday night. That's a locked no-brainer there. We'll get that one covered. And then we have Creighton Prep and Millard North on Friday night. And I don't know if I mentioned this before, Millard North's not won a season opener since 2003.
It's their turn.
Is that a stat or what?
That's why we have Stewart on, to remind us of these things.
They're 11-2 a year ago, and they lose the opener. That, people wouldn't, you know, as much success as that program's had, yeah, that would be a pretty strange set. They're going to win on Friday, aren't they?
You would think. You know, I've seen both teams practice, and the great unknown with Prep is what type of offense are they going to run? I mean, you know, the people in the stands could call Tom Jaworski's place. Now, they couldn't stop him, but they could call him. You know, third, you know, run, third down, bootleg pass. And, you know, now with Chris Nizzi in charge, you know, he's going to maybe give his offensive guys a little bit more freedom to do some innovative play calling. And that's no slam on Tom. I mean, when he won 343 games, you were doing a lot of things right.
Sue, I got one more Class A question for you. Factoring in Mike Minner's son, Brown, at the fast Derek Brown's son at Lincoln North Star, those must be just on the outside of your rankings, correct?
You mean North Star?
North Star, yes.
I don't get a good feel for them. I know that they've got some young talent, but I'm not sure what they've got for line. We'll know more Thursday night. They open up with Lincoln East, and East pulled one of the more stunning upsets last year, knocking off a good Columbus team in the season's last game for the Spartans, and they returned 20 starters. So if North Star can handle East, you know, maybe they're a 6-7 win team for former Holdridge mentor Mark Waller.
We got any perennial? We got any long losing streaks that are going to get snapped this year, Stuart? Are there storylines,
you know,
out there?
I'm still looking at those. I know there's several teams that have, you know, three consecutive winless seasons. You know, there's probably a handful of those. Nothing in the 40s or 50s for length, which is good. You don't want to see a senior go without ever winning a varsity game.
I'll let you out of here with this one then, Stuart. I know with the World Herald and buying up papers and you get more people in more places, you don't have to travel as much. Is there a spot? Is there a team that you don't normally get to see that you want to see this year that you've already got circled?
Well, I don't have it circled. I still would like to see, there's a quarterback out of Bayard, Brandon Stewart, who threw for like 2,500 yards last year as a junior, and I'd like to see him play at least once, you know, maybe come playoff time. You know, you mentioned all the papers we have. Beginning Friday night, we're unveiling the Nebraska Prep Zone at Omaha.com, and this will be the comprehensive place for the World Herald and its Midlands newspaper group papers, which include Grand Island, Kearney, and all the way out to Scotts Bluff, you know, for all our coverage. So you can click on the Kearney Hub and get the Kearney Zone, Nebraska Prep Zone. And so we're excited by this, and I don't know if you've heard, but we're televising Thursday Night Football back this way.
I did read that in your column, so let me know when I can come help.
Well, you know, it's amazing because, you know, I haven't looked completely. I'm thinking that maybe KHAS or maybe the Kearney ABC station back in the late 50s or 60s maybe did a little TV, but it's never been done in Omaha live during the season. So this is kind of a new frontier, and we'll be live streaming on the Prep Zone these games, and you know, I'm a traditionalist, but sometimes you got to jump on the bus and go with it, or you're going to get run over.
It's a big recruiting tool. I'm totally against it.
What, a recruiting tool for the World Herald?
Yes, I'm just totally against it. You and the Longhorn Network, damn it, Stu.
Uh-huh, yeah. Stu's got kids. All of a sudden, they're going to be playing on TV. Hey, Stuart, enjoy it. We'll be catching up with you weekly, and or at least try to. I know you're going to be busy. We'll catch up with you periodically, and thanks for the time, man.
Anytime, and, you know, the boys are learning their two-point stance right now.
Perfect, perfect. Take care of them.
Thanks. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Stu. Stu Possible, Prep Sports Editor of the Omaha World Herald. you know, old Baz, Chris Baznet, fires in from Springfield, Missouri. He used to be at the Hub. He says, on the topic of taking your guns to games, as we were talking about the shooting at the end of that 49ers and Giants game, or 49ers-Raiders game, he goes, I know I never felt safe going into Loomis unless my 9mm was close by my side. Miss you guys. I'm guessing there's probably a lot of guns in the parking lot at Loomis because there's a good cornfield where they might flush some quail out or something, but, you know, before a game
It's
time.
Rough. It's rough. It's rough in the Loomis hood.
That's going to be it for the Doug and Daddy Show today. We do thanks to Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald, for joining us today, and the editor and owner of NebraskaVolleyball.com, Darren Ivey, for joining us on the program to talk about the high school volleyball teams in the state. Going to keep busy this week. Tomorrow, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and gosh, can you believe that 1 week from today, it's Bo Pelini's first press conference of the weekly press conferences. Every Monday now this year, not Tuesday, Monday. Every Monday, Bo Pelini's press conferences can be heard live right here on the Doug and Daddy Show starting at approximately 11:30.
You know what? People are looking forward to it. More Husker coverage, folks. We get people on. We just don't know what to talk about with them. It's just been that quiet. We're going to get more information for you. As more comes out, if you got a question you want us to ask, find out something about, shoot us an email, day or night, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperStation.com. We'll see you tomorrow right here, the 11 o'clock hour, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. See ya.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!